My guests are new educators in the Medford School District. My guests are Megan Price and Tasha Cruz. Megan, let's begin with you. What will you be teaching?
I will be teaching kindergarten and first grade special education.
Can you share with us your background, your hometown, where you went to college, that kind of thing?
I graduated from River Lake, Wisconsin, and then I went to college in La Crosse for 2 years, and then I transferred to Green Bay where I got my bachelor's degree.
Tasha, what about you? What will you be teaching?
I will be teaching special education, cross-categorial, so I'm all grades.
And where did you go to college, your hometown, that kind of thing, your background?
So originally, I'm from Florida. I moved up here when I was 21. I went to college at UW-Stevens Point. In December, I will actually have my master's in education.
Tasha, what makes somebody from Florida want to come to northern Wisconsin?
New change.
Because that's a pretty big change all the way around, right?
It is.
Megan, let me ask about your family. Are you married? Do you have children?
I am married to my husband, Dylan. We do not have any children.
Okay. And what about you, Tasha?
I am currently engaged to be married in September of next year. I have 4 children, 1 daughter, 3 boys.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Extracurriculars for you, Megan. Are you planning on participating in any sort of extracurricular activities?
Currently, I am not. I am just focusing on teaching for this year. We'll see what comes in the next couple years.
Tasha, what about you?
I am actually one of the soccer coaches for our MYSA program in the summer.
Excellent. Megan, why did you choose to go into education?
When I was in high school, there was a couple teachers that really helped me, and I felt like I wanted to help others in the way that they helped me.
Tasha, what about you? Why did you make the decision to go into education?
I wanted to give back to the community, so I figured this is probably one of the best ways to give back is to help the next generation.
Megan, what are you most looking forward to in the new school year?
Making connections with the students and trying just to connect with them in any way possible.
What about you, Tasha? What are you most looking forward to in the new school year?
Really getting to see my students grow and go on to the next level.
All right, once again, my guests, Megan Price and Tasha Cruz. They are new educators in the Medford School District. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and best of luck in the new school year. My guests are 2 new educators in the Medford School District, Bria Backus and Charlize Negron Gonzalez. Let's begin with you, Bria. What will you be teaching?
I'll be teaching high school band.
And a little bit about your background, your hometown, where you went to college, that kind of thing.
I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I graduated from UW-Stevens Point.
And is this your first teaching job, or have you had other positions?
Nope, this will be my 3rd job. Before, I was over in Prescott, Wisconsin, and I just came from Wapaka, Wisconsin.
And Charlize, first of all, what will you be teaching?
Yeah, hello everyone. I will be teaching Spanish and ELL at the senior high school here in Medford.
And your hometown, where you went to college?
Yep, so I'm originally from Puerto Rico, but I moved here for my high school year, so I graduated from Abbotsford High School, and then I went to college to UW-Stevens Point.
Is this your first teaching position?
And this is my first teaching position, which I'm so excited for.
Bria, let's talk a little bit about your family. Married, children?
Yes, I'm married to my husband, Luke. And I have a black lab named Porter, who is a spoiled little boy. And then I have a cat named Allison.
And Charlize, you?
I only have a fish called Panchito. So I'm glad he's still alive. So,
Bria, you mentioned that you will be a music instructor, which doesn't leave a whole lot of time for extracurriculars. But is there any room for any sort of extracurriculars?
The extracurriculars I'll be a part of is marching band, which we're in full swing right now. And then I'll also be doing the show band for show choir.
And Charlize, what about you?
So fun. Well, I will be helping with the Spanish club in the senior high. So I'm very excited for that.
Bria, why did you get into education?
I really just love music. I was really fortunate at my high school to go to a school that had a lot of music opportunities. And it's just something that I found myself really loving and enjoying and decided to go into school. And I'm very fortunate to do something that I love. Like, I love my job. I love teaching. I love music. And yeah, it's just nice to be able to do your passion and get paid for it.
Yeah,
and what about you, Charlize?
So I'm so lucky that I'm bilingual. When I came here from Puerto Rico, I had to learn English. So I speak Spanish and English. And that has opened to me like many doors. So I want to share that with other students so they can also see other parts of the world. And they can actually see that they can speak 2 languages and they can be bilingual as well.
Bria, what are you most looking forward to in the new school year?
I'm really excited to be a part of Radar Country. I love the sense of community here. Even just taking the kids outside and rehearsing for marching band, and when we're marching on the streets and playing, it's just really heartwarming and just special to see so many people come out and be filming with their phones. And it just seems like this community embraces music through and through. And I'm so excited to be a part of that and just hope to do the community proud.
What about you, Charlize?
Well, I am so excited to get to know all my students as a first year teacher. So I am very excited to share my experiences, to get to know my students and actually teach them some Spanish. So I'm very excited for that.
Once again, my guests, Bria Bacchus and Charlize Negron-Gonzalez, new educators in the Medford School District. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and best of luck in the new school year.
Thank you so much.